Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Irish golfing legend Paul McGinley, the main driving force behind next week's Irish Legends at Rossapenna Golf Club in County Donegal. And last year, Paul, your fellow winning Ryder Cup captain Thomas Bjorn won the Irish Legends title, and he'll be back to defend. Tell us a bit about the event, Paul, and all the activities surrounding it this year, now that things are almost back to normal.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's three tours on the European Tour. There's a Challenge Tour for the young kids trying to get on the main tour, and then obviously there's the main tour, and then there's the what we call now the Legends Tour. It's been rebranded as the Legends Tour, which is the old Seniors Tour, and this is the second edition of an Irish tournament. I'm hosting it. My foundation is hosting it, rather. And I'm bringing it up to a place very close to my heart, Donegal, where my mom and dad are from, and where I spent a lot of my childhood. So looking forward to it. Last year, we played it under COVID conditions, so we had no crowds and a lot of restrictions in place. But thankfully, this year, they are not in place, and we were able to open up things and have hopefully a big crowd, a kind of a festival atmosphere, a festival going on, to be honest. We're going to have some music and bands and street parties and stuff like that, combined with the golf as well, and a big celebrity program beginning on the Tuesday. So all in all, hopefully a great event, and I'm just fingers crossed the weather in Ireland that we've had, the heat wave for the last 10 days, can hold out for another 7.
Yeah, hopefully it will continue, Paul. As you mentioned, you have a whole festival planned around the event, and similar to the successful Irish Open you hosted in 2019 down in Lahinch, you're kind of bringing the event into the town, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm a great believer in rural Ireland. I'm a great believer that people will really embrace a big international event. And, you know, even though I'm from Dublin, I'm born in Dublin, I'm a bit anti-Dublin when it comes to all the big sporting events. I want to see them being brought around the country. And certainly when it comes to golf events, I'm delighted to see them leaving the Dublin area and coming out into the countryside, into rural Ireland. And Donegal doesn't get a whole lot of international events. So although this is a small international event by some standards, they have had the Irish Open there in the past up in Ballyliffin. But nonetheless, it is going to be quite a substantial event. And what I'm trying to do is, just as you said there, Dennis, I'm just like I did down in Lahinch, you know, try to create a festival, because that's what Ireland is about. Crack, banter, music, singing on the streets, having a bit of banter and, meeting up with people and all of that stuff, you know, activities for kids, all of that stuff, and then put the golf tournament in the middle of it. That's really what I'm trying to do. And although it's scaled down quite a lot from what we did in Lahinch, nonetheless, I think it's going to be a great week, and everybody is welcome to come along. And any profits that we make will be supporting my foundation, and that money that we raise will be staying in the local community in Donegal.
And Paul, you'll have a lot of familiar faces, obviously, playing in the golf, players familiar to so many people, but you'll also have stars of stage and screen and many other Irish sporting heroes from different codes.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a huge celebrity pro-am on the Tuesday, and they're coming from all over, Britain and Ireland in particular. And a lot of the people, a lot of ex-soccer players, for example, they all love their golf, the soccer players. Daniel O'Donnell from the World of Entertainment is coming. Brendan O'Carroll from the World of Entertainment, you know. Danny O'Carroll as well, too, his son. You know, we're going to have a lot of people like that coming over. Mike Tindall played last year from the World of Rugby. And, you know, we've got all kinds of people from different backgrounds, not just sporting, entertainment as well, too. And they come along and they play the celebrity program on the Tuesday. And then Wednesday is a practice day, and then the tournament starts for real on Thursday. And some of those celebrities are going to stay and play the tournament as well, because it is a pro-am format. You know, Brendan O'Carroll and Daniel O'Donnell, for example, are definitely going to be staying and playing that event as well too. And they'll be playing and partnering up with a pro, and there's an individual event for them as well as a team event, and of course a pro event as well too. So all in all, look, it's not the most cutthroat competitive environment that you might see in a week-to-week on the PGA or European tours, but it's still nonetheless a substantial event on the Seniors Tour. You know, they don't play for a lot of money on that tour. The prize money is equivalent to probably, I don't know, I'm going to say 50th in the PGA Tour event over in the FedEx this week, maybe even lower. But nonetheless, that's what we're playing for, and we've a lot of fun. It's great to see all buddies that I played with on tour and playing in these Seniors events.
We saw down in Adair how, you know, golf and business and sport can mix very successfully together, Paul. And certainly, I have to say, I enjoyed the event last year, even though it was under pretty strict COVID restrictions. But you got a great finish to it last year, you know, a playoff between two greats of the game in Thomas Bjorn and fellow Ryder Cup player Philip Price. So there is a good, strong competitive edge to it, and particularly over the last couple of rounds.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. The standard is really good. I've played five or six of these seniors events. I'm now 55, so I've played it for 5 years now. And I'm blown away by how good the standard is and how good the scoring is. And last year was a good example of that, where 15 under par, Thomas and Phillip shot 15 under par to get in that playoff for three rounds around the back tees in Rosapenna. And that's no mean feat, anybody who's played it up there. So the standard is very, very good. And, you know, if you are going to win, you'll have played very, very well against players. You know, they might be senior in years, in aged over 50, but they can still really, really play well. And they're very crafty in how they play as well, do they? Know how to get it around and shoot a score.
The old dog for the hard road. Yeah, I have to say now, in fairness, the overall complex there is terrific. In Rosapenna, you have the old Tom Morris links and you have the Sandy Hill links, very much associated with Pat Ruddy. And then, of course, you have this new St. Patrick's links that has been designed by Tom Doak, Paul. And I played it recently, and I think it certainly has the potential to be among the world's greats when it has bedded in a few years' time.
Yeah, anybody who's been fortunate to go to Donegal, I honestly think, I know I'm prejudiced here, but I think it's the prettiest county in Ireland. I think it's amazing, and I'm really proud to showcase it to these international people who are coming to visit Donegal. They were blown away when they saw it last year. They'd be blown away, those who haven't been there before, this year when they come along. And it really is a special place, and they've invested a lot of money up there in Rosapenna. You know, we've got Gil Hans, who's probably the premier golf designer in the world at the moment, who's just done a golf course up in Naran and Portneau, which is about 40 miles kind of north of Rosapenna. So all in all, you know, I keep saying to people, if Donegal was a stock, I'd be buying it. You know, as the southwest of Ireland is so full now and so popular and so expensive as well, too, for people to come in and you know, have a week's golf. And it's incredibly popular, particularly with the international and the American visitors. And I'm saying, well, you know, if you want an alternative option, we've got a great, you know, a great opportunity to go up to a place called Donegal in the top left-hand corner. And you have a lot of golfing destinations up there, and Rosapenna is one of those. And that's what they tried to do, is that it's a one-stop destination, and you can come up and base yourself there. You've got three courses on your doorstep. And then within striking distance, you've got Ballyliffin, you've got Port Salon, and obviously you've got Portneau as well, too. And if you want to go a bit further afield, you know, you could actually commute up and down to County Sligo or Port Rush as well, too. So all in all, there's a really good number of golf courses that you could play within striking distance. And it really is a beautiful county, and it's I love going up there.
There's only one Paul McGinley, but I'm sure you wish there was two at this stage, Paul. You're a busy man. You're doing plenty of work with Sky, obviously, and indeed your association with the Golf Channel in the United States has been very, very successful. Rumour that perhaps your colleague Brandel Chamblee might be playing next week. Any truth in that?
Yes, there is truth in it. He's coming over with his wife, Bailey. She's a good player too. She's a single finger handicap, and they've never been to Ireland before. But it's a big thing for them. And, you know, the time that I spent with Brandel working for Golf Channel and NBC over the last 12 months, I've been able to talk him into twisting his arm into coming over. So he's going to be a great addition there. We're going to do a Q&A one night in the hotel, me and him, and, you know, for all the guests who are playing there as well too. That'll be good fun, because he is a brilliant analyst. I don't know if anybody's had the chance to listen to him. Incredibly insightful. I love working with him, and I learn a lot from working with him. And he's going to bring a lot. He's a good player, remember. I mean, he was a very successful player on tour for a long number of years in the PGA Tour. So he's going to play, obviously, and see how he does. And I'm going to play as well. And we'll have a lot of fun doing it. He'll be a great addition to the field. He'll be very popular. He's a very, very sweet guy. As is Bailey, his wife, and I think they're going to be blown away with the charms of Donegal.
And you're both noted as straight shooters, Paul, not only in golf, but obviously in your views on the game. And obviously the game is in a state of flux at present with the arrival of the highly controversial LIV Golf Series. How do you think this is all going to wash through?
God, I wish a crystal ball. It's very, very difficult, Dennis, to predict what's going to happen. I mean, at the moment, there's two buses, you know, you're on one bus, you're on the other, you're on the LIV bus, and that's kind of has left the station at this stage. And then you got the, you know, the PGA Tour, which is the old established tour, along with the DP World Tour, European Tour. That's the other bus. And, you know, that's where all the top players at this moment in time in the world are all staying with. So there's two different buses. They're both going in two different directions. It's going to be very difficult to get the two buses connected to each other again because of the amounts of money that has been involved. So I think there's going to be more turmoil to come over the next 12 months. There's no doubt about that. The Saudis are paying incredible amounts of money for players to jump over. It is a different offering. It's not your four-round tournament. It's not your traditional history legacy events that we all know and love and have watched on TV over the years. You know, there's no doubt about it. The players who have gone to Live have been paid incredibly handsomely. They've made a whole lot of money and they're going to continue to do so. But the PGA Tour guys are also making a whole lot of money. And so golfers are in good shape. Don't worry too much about golfers. The people who are losing out here are the fans, guys like you, Dennis, and guys who watch Sky Sports and guys who watch golf on TV, because what you're going to see over the next 12 months is a diluted product. You're going to have less and less of the top players competing together in this in the one big events. And all in all, you know, that can't be good for the game. And that's why there's a lot of worry in the game at the moment, is that our product and our players are being diluted on two different buses, as I call it. And you know, it's unlikely that they're going to be coming together unless it's going to be for the four major championships. And I think, you know, over and all, golf will be a loser and the fan will be a loser.
Again, all that has to wash through, Paul, with the, you know, the world rankings and all of that, and how players are going to qualify for the majors. Look, we could talk about this for a long time, but obviously the focus is on your Legends event next week. And just a final word on how people can participate and how they can get tickets and how they can come along and enjoy the various activities surrounding the event, Paul.
Yeah, we have tickets available. You go online, you can buy them. They're not very expensive, €20 or so. And the whole idea of that is to kind of help my foundation and put money into my foundation, and hopefully I can raise some money, and any money, as I say, every penny, like I did down on the Hinge, every penny that I raise will be kept in the local community and invested in projects in the local community, particularly around kids and particularly around facilities. You know, we're looking at maybe building a driving range in the area, for example. If we get enough money, that might be something that we would certainly invest in. So everybody is welcome. This is going to be a party carnival kind of a spirit. Yes, there's going to be high level golf on there. Yes, guys might be have a little bit more weight around the middle of the belly and a bit less hair, but nonetheless they can really, really play. And then come along and enjoy the celebrities that are going to be there. They're going to be well-known, recognized celebrities that people, and they're going to be great. They're going to be playing too. They'll always have a bit of fun when they're playing, because obviously their standards are not as good as the pros, and there'll be a bit of miscues and a bit of fun and a bit of crack in that regard. And then culminating on the Saturday night, we're going to have a big party on the Saturday night. We're going to have some music, a big stage. We're going to close down the roads and in the town of Downings, and you know, the pubs will be open, and we'll have outdoor, hopefully if the weather stays like it is at the moment, we'll have a lot of outdoor dining and outdoor drinking and a bit of crack and a bit of banter, something that we're really known for in Ireland, and create that kind of community spirit where we're all out to have a great crack. And while we're doing it, we're going to raise money for good causes. And we're also going to watch a bit of good golf as well too.
Well, Paul, we hope you have a great week in Rossapenna, and as you say, raise loads of money in the process. Thanks a million for talking to us. It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Paul.
You too. Thank you, Dennis. All the best.